Well, now, hold on a second. You said you offered him the position. What'd you say? Have you taken it?
Yes. Of course I did.
He made you wait. Yeah,
I was up all night.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Well, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, the new baseball coach at Frontier Community College, Jeff Baker.
Thank you.
Well, Jeff, wonderful. Congratulations. The manager at Frontier, what's your first thing? You've got to start. The team starts playing when? When's it start?
Fall of 2016.
So you got to start going around looking for players. Is that what you're going to do, Jeff?
I guess? Pretty much immediately. I'm going to start. I'm going to try to catch a high school tournament north tomorrow and start the process. I'm ready.
Well, that's wonderful. That's just outstanding. Congratulations. So Tommy, there was nobody else applied. To?
Really? You have a beep? Can you beep this? Or is there a delay? Or?
Yeah. No.
Just kidding.
You know, when we started to look for somebody, we wanted a really strong baseball mind that had done it for a number of years. And, you know, Jeff really took a very small program that wasn't a lot and built it into a great program up there at Sisney. And that's really the type of person that we wanted. We Right. wanted somebody that could really take it from the ground and build it up, and I think that's who we have.
That's the thing, Jeff. That's going to be a pretty big challenge at Frontier with starting basically from scratch.
Yeah, it is, and I'm looking forward to it, actually. It's kind of just exciting to be a part of it. And
you've got your eyes on I guess now that you got to go into coach speak, you can't really tell me any recruits or something that you have your eyes on.
Even though I wasn't technically, I guess, recruiting – We did play 10 fall baseball games, yeah. So got to see a few kids, and you know, we'll start from there, and here we go. I'm ready.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Last question before I let you go, Tommy. Well, not quite the last question. Jeff, being a Cardinal fan, didn't affect your decision making in this.
No, I had already hired two Cardinal fans. I'd hired Jeremy Ellis, and you know, he pretty much, I think, wears his Cardinal jersey every day, yeah, until the high school makes him stop. And then Marty, I think we've just started to forward his mail over to Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I already had two Cardinal fans, which I think I'm going to lay them all off for the week during this series.
Probably not a bad idea.
And I'll hire him back, yeah, when the series is over.
Well, you know why I hired three Cardinal. I was just telling him in there why I hired three Cardinal coaches is he wanted to win.
Well, I'm pretty sure,
first day.
Yeah. I think the Cardinals' success all came from Fairfield, Illinois. So it had nothing to do with the players. It was simply because Marty was sitting in that section up there. Yeah.
Well, before I do let you go, I do want to know. I know you're a Cub fan. Do you have any prediction on the Cardinals Cub series before I kick you out and get the Cardinal fan in here?
I think we're going to win it. I think the young talent that we have, you know, they don't have anything to lose.
Yeah.
I think it's the Cardinals that really have the pressure on them because they're expected to win. So.
What have you thought about Joe Maddon? You must love him.
Yeah. I'm not one that thinks he's, you know, the prognosticator of all time, but I think with the young talent that we had, he was the best manager they could have brought in to really mold them into the team that they are today. So I think they'll be really good. I think it'll be a close series. You know, you guys always hit the ball well. I think it's going to come down to pitching, and you know, we've got some really good starting pitching, but our bullpen's
What's
little sketchy at
times. What's this voodoo that Jake Arrieta's got going?
I think it's the beard. I think he started No Shave November in October, and I think he's just going to let it ride.
It's been for growing all year long, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we would have thought Lester was going to be the ace of the staff when he came over, and Arrieta,
he's a pretty good number two.
Yeah, yeah. He's not too bad, especially for the price that we got him at. Right. So I think it'll be a close series, and, you know, I think anybody can win it. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, outstanding. And congratulations again on the hire of Jeff Baker as your coach. I think Frontier's really doing well, don't you? You must be very pleased with the progress you've been making.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the biggest thing comes down to hiring good coaches and letting them do their job. And I think we have hired four really outstanding coaches, and You know, I try not to get into their business. I just let them do what I know they know how to do. And so far, we've been really successful with that. And I think hiring Jeff, it'll be the exact same way. So we're pretty excited.
Wonderful. Well, thanks very much for being on here this morning. We'll be back with more on the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM and FM, WFIW, Fairfield, Illinois, back after this. Folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here along with Jeff Baker, and Brad Richards has joined the show. And we're missing Jerry Hill today, though, aren't we? Jerry Hill, the other Cardinal fan in our little Schwersky group.
I guess the stage super, fright? I don't know.
He's not a big fan of
the other super
being
fan
on the air.
Yeah, I'm afraid if I would have gotten Jerry to come on the air, it might have been just a whole boatload of silence.
Yeah. Well, he'd had to take his hat off to get the headset on.
Yeah. He's not going to do that.
I thought maybe he'd text in at some point.
Oh, you know he will. Or you can call, folks. You can give us a call. Actually, you don't have headsets, so you guys probably don't want a phone call. Actually, Jeff has a headset. If somebody has a question for Brad, we can relay it. Our phone number is 842-3715. We're going to talk about Cardinals-Cubs today for the most part. We'll probably hit on some of the other baseball series. But talking to Jeff and Brad just moments ago, there are four games today, Jeff. Did you realize that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? How's that make you feel? Tell me what this does to your day. You're already off of school.
It's like Christmas.
Really?
Four baseball games in one day. It's just going to be... Does it get any better than this?
It really doesn't. It could be the first day of the basketball tournament. This is better, isn't it?
To me, it is.
Yeah.
To me, it is.
Yes. How about, what do you think? Brad Richards, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Brad. Thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm a little disappointed. I got bumped by a Cubs fan for the opening segment. There, but,
I
guess he had a big announcement.
He so did I have get, some I kind of it. Announcement that
I
he had to
make. I don't have anything interesting to say. So.
Well, you see, are you making a big announcement? Maybe the oil prices have jumped $50 today?
I would like to make that announcement. Markets have been doing better. They've been doing better.
All right. Well, Brad is, of course, the vice president of the Illinois Oil and Gas Association. He's been on here several times talking oil and gas business. This is the first time he's been on here, mainly for his baseball acumen. And those longtime Cardinal fans certainly recognize the music that we just opened with, right?
Yeah, we don't pick the greatest music to become our theme songs, but...
You know, I was going to ask you, how do you think they picked Celebrate Good Times Come On in 1982? But that was just because it was popular at the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Cool in the Gang. Heck, I was up dancing. Who's kidding? You saw me. Good stuff.
Yes, I did.
Good stuff.
Yes, I did. When did you become a Cardinal fan, Jeff?
Let's see. September 2nd, 1967.
You know, I didn't really get into baseball until like 1980.
Really?
Yeah, I was just not a baseball guy until then.
Until they hired Whitey, you think?
Yeah, it's probably some of that. They came in, you know, he made all those changes to the roster, and it was an interesting time.
You see, and also the thing was, watching being near the Cardinals back in the 70s, and there was no WGN yet on cable, so we were not infected yet by Jack Brickhouse and the Cubs at the time. And so... the only live baseball that you and I would get to see, and Jeff for that matter too, would be able to get to go over to see Cardinal games. I remember seeing Bob Gibson pitch. He retired in 75. But that's pretty much, I'm like you, I did not really start following baseball with the zeal, with the religion that I do now, probably until the late 70s. I think Gary Templeton or Bate McBride did it for me.
Yeah, for me, it really was when all the changes were made. And I was a fan when Templeton was there, but when they traded him for Ozzy, you know, things changed, obviously. So what year was that, 80, 81?
81.
Yeah.
It was the big trade. 81 was when Gary Templeton was having the big year, right? And then had – were you in the audience, or did you see it when Gary Templeton had his problem, Jeff?
I do recall that, yes. Hey, it happens.
Folks have a bad day, don't they?
He was having a bad day.
He had a bad day, and Whitey pulled a Barney Fife and nipped it in the bud. Nip it.
That's exactly right. Gary Templeton had an issue with the Cardinals fans and their reactions to him. And
he didn't hustle.
He did not. Well, yeah. What was that? I can't remember. I remember him just flipping off the fans. I don't remember the circumstances around it.
He had a ground ball, and about halfway down, he just... turned to the dugout,
and that's when Whitey grabbed him, pulled him down into the dugout. Okay, yeah, Whitey'd had enough by then. He still played the rest of the year, but the trade was made in late off season, right?
That's my recollection. He
played, but not as much.
Yeah,
he did play. I mean,
a lot of folks probably became Cardinal fans about the same time with Ozzie Smith.
Yeah, I can remember. Probably just a little bit farther back. I don't know why, but probably mid-70s. Bad teams.
Well, you were born.
We haven't always been great.
See, now that's the other
thing. 8 or 9 years old, probably.
That's the other thing. You and I remember Vern Rapp as a manager.
Yeah.
Rapp was not a good manager. I mean, God bless his soul. He was not the best manager of the team ever.
You know, trade people like Steve Carlton, and, you know, there were some mistakes made. It was not the best organization, that's for sure.
All right, so you and I and the three of us are talking about this as 40 years ago. A poor Cub fan, you look over the history of the Cubs organization, and you mentioned poor management. Do you think they've finally gotten over some of their mistakes of the past? Because a lot of times a history sticks with a team. A reputation sticks with an organization. And with the Cubs, it's been lovable losers for a long time. But do you think, Jeff, they've gotten over the management by committee of the 1960s?
I think the Cubs are... I hate to say this.
This is paining you, isn't
it? You can see the pain in his face.
And then the Cubs are the up-and-coming team in Major League Baseball.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. And I think that they have, you know, they're going to be good for years to come.
So it's over. So the reign of incompetence.
That'd be one word.
Stupidity.
The 105, 108-year reign of mistakes and incompetence. This new ownership and the new management has ended that. Kind of like whenever the Cardinals got stale under the brewery. Yeah, I mean, it's admittedly. It's Cardinals got
bad teams.
Bad teams. The early, even after the glory days of the 80s, folks forget that from 90 till 96, under a Hall of Fame manager, Joe Torre, Cardinals really stunk.
Yeah, they were terrible. And they'd bring in guys like Bob Horner and convince us that they were going to be a good player. That was a bad time.
Bryn Smith.
I will say this about the Cubs. I think the Cubs figured out.
Sorry, man. I'm
the Cubs figured out. They, you know, all these teams with the advanced analytics and all that, they look for market inefficiencies, right? And, I mean, everybody's trying to get some sort of advantage over everyone else. The Cubs kind of embraced the concept that hitters were not being valued properly.
Really?
You know, like in the draft. So they end up with guys like Chris Bryant. You know, they had an opportunity to take some potential number one starter, and they draft Chris Bryant. And then this Schwarber last year, was it two drafts ago, was a guy that, you know, it was a bit of a surprise that they took him where they did. But they, you know, they
seem to hit.
Yeah,
and they seem to hit on their not I'm, other than I mean, no, I mean no pun intended. The Cubs do seem to hit on their draft picks lately.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. Those two are going to be stars for a long time. And then the part of that concept was, at least what I've read, was that they felt like they could pick up pitchers, not necessarily off the scrap heap, but guys that maybe needed a new. New surroundings, and one of them ends up being Jake Arrieta, and you know they catch lightning.
You see, that's the thing with Arrieta. Arrieta was at Baltimore before the Cubs picked him up, and he was a high draft pick. Arrieta was Baltimore expected a lot out of him, and he just didn't perform. So whenever he came over to Chicago, they weren't expecting what they're getting. Of course, who's going to expect what you're getting out of Arrieta now, the greatest second half in the history of Major League Baseball for a pitcher? To become a successful team, I think, Jeff, you can probably back me up here, you're going to have to hit on some guys you're not expecting to. You're going to have some guys play better than expected, right?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's what's happened, and I did say the Cubs are an up and coming team, but I didn't say they'd win a World Series. Keep that in mind. And we spent too much time talking about the Cubs. Let's talk about the Cardinals.
I want to clarify
a lot of time.
I just want to clarify that.
I mean, if I were going down the road, turn this
show on, I'd think, hey, this is a Cubs show.
We're giving respect to the Cub fans.
I don't have a lot of friends, but I have. You have some friends that are Cubs fans.
There's like one or two people. One or two people,
and they're
like two Cubs
fans. And
three.
They're level-headed Cub fans. They're not the
psychos.
Yeah, I mean, and you're gonna see a lot of people. The Cubs winning here, and if they do advance, Chicago's just gonna get out of hand, I think.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Chicago.
Act like you've been there, even though you haven't. I mean, really.
Sage advice from a pro right there, Brad Richards.
He's right. He's right. No, it's going to get interesting. There's a lot of pent-up emotions waiting to be unleashed from
Cubs
fans.
That's the thing.
You can't blame them.
This is the first time the Cubs and Cardinals have ever – tonight is the first postseason game ever for the Cubs versus the Cardinals, a 110-year rivalry.
So what other National League teams have we not played in the playoffs? Is that basically it?
That really is cold.
Because we've been there.
That's really not a nice thing to say, Brad. I mean,
enough about the Cubs.
All right,
Bake's right.
Let's see. We've played the Mets. We've played the Braves. We've played. We say we because we're all three Cardinal fans.
Well, we're part of it.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's exactly.
Basically, just about every National League team has been an opponent of the Cardinals. I mean, it's just kind of statistically, it's going to happen. So.
Played the Dodgers. Played the Giants.
All the West. Yeah.
Rockies. Have we played the Rockies in a?
Think we ever have.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay.
No.
Marlins maybe not either.
Maybe not.
Marlins in 03 and in 87 or 97. Just a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time for everybody. Okay, let's talk Cardinals then. What's the most worrisome thing as a Cardinal fan, boys, going into – I'm going to ask each of you, what is your biggest concern going into this series being a Cardinal fan?
Oh, it's easy for me. I mean, the reason we won 100 games was the starting pitching, and obviously Martinez is out. But there's still plenty of depth there. But then you got, you know, Walker's just not been the same pitcher lately. Lynn has not been particularly good.
Lynn kind of turned it around the last start or so.
So, I mean, that's what worries me. I mean, I told you earlier before the show, I think Lackey would have been maybe fourth, fifth starter a couple of months ago, and now he's our number one. Now, he's pitched well down the stretch, and I have no problem with him starting. I think he'll pitch well.
But. How about you, Jeff? What's your biggest concern?
My biggest concern is offense. Can we produce enough runs to win ball games? It's because we've been pretty we didn't score against the Braves, and I realize – different circumstances, but still, I mean.
Well, that's the next question. They put it on cruise control, basically.
Yeah. And I didn't like that.
They put it on cruise control at 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I did not like that. I mean, I just felt like that was a wasted trip to Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. Here's another Cardinal fan. And he's
done talking about the Cubs?
Yeah, we're done talking.
We're going to talk baseball.
Thank you.
Marty David, God bless you.
That'll be a cheaper round than tomorrow.
Okay. All right, appreciate that.
Wow, good man.
Marty David just brought in a
this one's a bird.
Refreshment. So thank you.
Go Mules.
Go Mules, he says. Marty David just brought in refreshments for us as
that'll never make up. I don't know who that was for, but I know who's getting it.
That's not getting out of the building, is it?
Well, it is, but
that's wonderful. That's great. Well, you see, you know, you can't have basically a Cards Cubs broadcast, a discussion, without bringing up. We already talked about that the brewery used to own the St. Louis Cardinals, and Marty bringing us refreshments. Very thoughtful of him, right?
Yes,
right.
The big one, even at that.
Okay, you were most concerned about the hitting. You don't. It's difficult to shut. They basically shut down.
You can't just flip the switch on. Is my concern.
That's what I'm worried. You're the baseball coach. I'm asking you. Can you flip the switch on?
At that level, you'd like to think so. But I mean, you're talking. We haven't scored a run in a week. Obviously, we haven't played this week. But I just don't like the fact how we approached that last series. I still think you go in to win those ball games. Obviously, you're going to rest people. I understand that, but. Even before then, I think the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I don't think our offense, other than hit and miss.
Other
than Matt Carpenter. I mean,
how about Matt Holliday coming back?
I think that's big for us, and I think that's obviously going to.
My biggest concern, you guys have given your, but yours was starting pitching. Yours is the offense.
Other than that, we seem set.
Mine's Yachty.
Worried about pitching and offense.
I think we're set.
I got problems with our catcher who can't catch. If you heard the update this morning, Yachty says, I can hit. Basically quiet. He says I can't catch.
So he'll catch the ball.
Glad Marty stopped by.
As long as he catches the ball in the pocket where he can get it out quickly, he'll be all right.
Put a headset on. Somebody's here calling. Let's see how this goes. Good morning. You're on the radio with Brad and Jeff and Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. I just want to tell a story about Stan David. You know, he was a big Cardinal fan. And my son started working over there, I think it was before you guys started broadcasting the games. Anyway, he was working evenings and working Saturdays. And he done the scores one day, and he set the Cubs game before he did the Cardinals. Before he got down to that broadcast, Stan called him and told him, we never do that here. We always do the Cardinal game first. So
is that right?
It's been a long time. Yeah. And you know my son.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he does Friday night's games. But anyway, it was interesting. He got home and he said, Dad, you don't put the Cubs game in front of the Cardinals score. Ever.
He's right, Seton. He's absolutely right. Appreciate you calling.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, he's absolutely right. You don't put the Cubs score in front of the Cardinals score. It's just not done.
Oh, heck no.
This is a Cardinals
never.
I've got Brad and Jeff here, and the time is flying by. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're probably going to give predictions on the Cardinals series because I've got you on here. I got to get you to make a prediction. Won't you, boys?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Unbiased?
No, I'm not specifying unbiased. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Hope you're enjoying a fine morning. It's 9:45. It's 65 degrees. Oh, there's a news headline here I've been handed.
Picnic time or what?
Frontier Community College is adding men's baseball to its Bobcats athletic program in the fall of 2016. Jeff Baker, longtime Sisney High School baseball coach, has been hired to serve as the head coach and is currently recruiting players. When we began to search for a head coach, I knew we needed a great baseball mind, but we also wanted someone that could represent the type of character we expect in our athletes, stated Tommy Kent, athletic director. We got both of those in Jeff. He'll be vital in building our foundation for success both on and off the field. That's the big news of the day.
Wow, Tommy's too kind.
You bumped the other one.
He lies a lot, too.
When's the last time somebody said stuff that
nice? I don't know. Never. I don't even remember my mom saying anything that nice. Just kidding. She's listening, by the way.
Well, that's wonderful. Hi, Marge. How you doing? Glad that's wonderful. All right. Now, we've been talking about our worries for what are the good things for the Cardinals going into this series? Your worry is pitching. Your worry is hitting. My worry was defense. What do you look at? What's going well?
Well, I think I'm.
I like. Let me start. I'll get us started. I like that Stephen Piscotty does not have a gigantic dent in his forehead right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Piscotty, and then Holiday coming back, I think, could be a big deal. I read something this morning said that I have some mixed feelings about this, but maybe Hayward playing a little center field. Obviously they're going to try to get the bats in the outfield. There are guys that are getting healthy at the right time, hopefully. So there's a little bit, there's some good news out there too. Plus, we're the Cardinals, yeah. So we've been there, done that. So
there shouldn't be a lot of nerves.
I wouldn't think so. Young guys, it's the first time.
But. Mr. Kent was talking about pressure being on the Cardinals. I would think that
is, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I hate to disagree. First day on the job. Mercy, no pressure's all on those young Cubs, and I'm not saying they can't handle it. But I don't think there's a whole lot of – obviously, it's playoffs. There is pressures on everybody, but the level of pressure is much, much more on the Cubs than it is Cardinals.
And, that's the thing, Jeff. You're right that the level of pressure on the Cubs is going to probably mount every series. Every time, every year, they get closer and closer and closer possibly to the eventual – maybe or not eventual world championship. It's just that you just never know. What do you like going into the series? Where do you think the Cardinals are hot? How are they going to win this thing?
Did I say they were going to win it?
Yeah, we haven't given them prediction.
No, yeah, okay.
I said, how can they win this thing?
How can they win this thing? We just got to score runs. And I said that earlier, but that's my biggest fear. And I think it's very, very important we win these first two games.
Yeah,
I would absolutely have to have a split, but I think it's very important we win today and tomorrow at Busch Stadium.
I would say, too, that the Cardinals, when they were really playing well, which was most of the season, obviously, they had a lot of comeback wins. Cubs have some – if they've got any weaknesses, it's probably the bullpen, and I think you can get to some of those guys. Don't want to fall behind, but, the Cardinals will play nine innings.
Are you more comfortable with the Cardinal bullpen now as well, Jeff? I know that the back end has occasionally vexed us a little.
I think we're well-rested and ready to go. I think we would have to have the edge in the bullpen, like Brad said. If we can keep the games close, and I think, obviously, we have a chance. So, we'll
and Rosenthal see. Needed some rest. He was on fumes at the end of the year.
Yeah, I could see like that series. Yeah, definitely. Him not playing, but
Seager's needed some rest. Some of those guys have been used a lot.
So. How do you like the composition of the team? Have you seen the 25-man roster? You saw who did and did not make it. So surprised that no Choate coming out of the bullpen.
I'm not surprised at all. He's 106, and he certainly,
his mother may be listening also, so he did, not say anything bad.
So you're not going to say anything.
He did well for us.
He had his position. He had his spot.
But this year he seemed to falter as the year progressed. I'm not going to miss him.
Are you disappointed that Washington Nationals, the hero against the Washington Nationals, Petey Kosma, didn't make the roster?
I celebrated heavily. Neither. No Peter on the roster, right? Borges or Cosma.
Neither one of those guys are major league players. I have no idea how they stayed on the roster all year. I was surprised Matt Adams didn't make it. It must be health reasons. John Jay, I know, has had some big at-bats for the Cardinals, particularly and including in the postseason, but I was a little surprised that, you know, he probably kind of stood out as the guy that I was surprised made it. I assume it came down to him or Tommy Pham, and they ended up taking both.
Yeah, Pham made it. The one that you're talking about, to me, I figured it was the Matt Adams versus Brandon Moss.
Position for position. It has to be. There's got to be an injury issue there, right? I mean, I just.
Well, Mosaic knows a little bit more than us.
Yeah, he cannot be 100%.
Have you noticed, and you can probably give answer to this maybe better than Brad or I, have you noticed that the visiting teams keep winning? I mean, through the first four games of the playoffs here so far, it's been the visiting teams. The squad is now granted, by game three today, by the third game today, that will change, or by the end of the third game today. But is there anything to be said for being loose coming into being a road team in the playoffs?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, and that's why I'm a little concerned about the Cubs coming in today. I mean, they're going to be a loose, young, you know, we talked about pressure, but, you know, they're going to be a little bit looser possibly than we are tonight. Playing in front of the home crowd, they'll be sold out, obviously. But
I just think, you know,
how many times
four
have
games.
I said that word obviously today, by the way? I just realized that.
You're doing all right.
I think it's just four games. That's just insignificant. I would much rather be the home team. You get the last at bat, you know.
True.
And these are going to probably be low scoring games, we hope, because I don't think we want to get in a slugfest with the Cubs. But, you know, extra innings, that sort of thing, you want the last at bat.
Yeah.
I'd rather be at home.
Well, every team Pete Rose has picked so far is lost. So.
Oh, is that right? Is he 0-4?
Yeah. So.
I think he has a history of.
Huh?
He picked the Cardinals.
See, that means he's due to turn it around.
Well, absolutely. I mean, a gambler, 1 out of 4. That's good.
Well, he is. But that is true. He's the gambler. I mean, for crying out loud, you got
Kenny
Pete
Rogers. He's not the pitcher, but.
Pete Rose, the gambler. I hope he hadn't been betting on these games. You never know.
I can't blame him if he has.
Well, he might be struggling if he has.
He could be doing that FanDuel or drafting.
That's not betting.
That's not gambling.
You don't do that, do you?
No.
You don't do that, do you? I'm just clarifying. Say obviously again.
Obviously not. Hey, I got a quick thing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Got
a couple people listening, one in Michigan and one in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Today, Brian Cherry and Eddie Pack.
No kidding.
They're listening to us today, yeah.
The Pac-Man listening. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Brian, so did Professor Cherry cancel his class today like you did to listen today?
I don't think he really works a lot. He texts me at all hours.
Is that right?
And he was intrigued by your earlier news story, by the way.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I had to ask for the clarification from Lynn because I had a half a dozen people, different people texting me because apparently it wasn't clear enough. The chronological order of events.
Those are two of the more successful members of Class of 85 right there. I mean, I don't know. It's not a real high bar, but...
Time for a break.
Oh, we're getting close. We're getting close. All right, it's prediction time. All right, let's start with division series. We haven't even talked about the American League. Does it exist?
Right now.
I watch the Astros have caught my eye.
The Astros are fun to watch, and I like watching that Toronto Texas series. Is going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. With Texas already up 1-0 on the road and Houston already up on Kansas City 1-0 on the road, who do you see coming out of either of those two division series?
I don't have a strong opinion. I mean, well, I don't know.
It's probably going to depend on the injuries to Donaldson and Toronto got hurt yesterday, and then the big man for Texas got hurt yesterday. And
I think Toronto comes back and,
I think Toronto's going to come back and get out of that.
They're a better team, I think.
I think Houston surprises Kansas City.
Do you see that? Well, they see they got a great start, and against Ventura was a pretty good
pitch. They seem to have a lot of momentum right now.
Yeah.
They're the hot team.
What do you see on the other side of the National League? You've got the Mets playing out at the Dodgers late tonight after the Cardinal game.
Dodgers, I think, would be a clear favorite in my mind. I mean, that team may have been, I don't know how many games behind, say, the Cardinals. They finished in 162 games, but in a five-game series with Greinke and Kershaw.
Greinke and Kershaw. Greinke will be able to pitch twice, Kershaw once.
So. I mean, that's tough. That's really
those tough. Guys are pitching. That's the thing. Those guys, the Dodgers have two different stoppers. They'll be able to go three games in a five-game series, whereas the Cubs, you got to figure they've got just one stopper when you look at their pitching staff, the way Arrieta's pitching.
Yeah.
Okay, it's there's not much time left here in the show, boys. I'm going to ask you for a prediction on this Cubs-Cardinals series. We've been talking all morning. Now, granted, we're all biased. We admit it. This is a Cardinal station. This is a Cardinal show. And we've given respect to the Cubs. And we'll continue. You can open that, by the way, at some point.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's go. Brad, what's your pick for the series?
Oh, Cards in five.
You think it's going to go five?
It could. I don't know.
That's good. I mean,
we've given these Cubs too much credit anyway, so I'm definitely picking the Cardinals. So, but it's going to be a tough series, no doubt.
Go ahead, Jeff. What do you think?
Cardinals in four.
I'm kind of inclined to say it doesn't go five. Also, I think it's going to be either the Cubs. I think the Cardinals will win it too. But I don't think either teams, it's not going to go five, because I think either the Cards are going to hit or they're going to be gone quick. I think the Cubs win. If the Cubs win the series, they win it in three or four, maybe three. And if the Cardinals win it, I think they hit it and just knock the crap out of the Cubs and beat them in three or four. Give Arrieta a win. And it's four.
That's what I'm thinking.
So basically all three of us are saying we don't know who's going to win.
No, we've all said the Cardinals are going to win.
On the air.
On the air and recorded. It's official. And I have recorded that. So that makes it against the Dodgers in the NLCS? No, we're not. That's
we'll have another show for that.
Well, that'd be fine.
Yeah, another show.
You're gonna. We want to thank Marty David for
JT.
And JT Berg for bringing out the refreshments. There you go. We're fired.
In more ways than you know.
I tell you what, after the morning show with me and Lynn this morning, and I want to...
This station's closing down.
I was about to say something. I'm not going to try to keep my job.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys, for coming out. That's Bruce Dickey's show for today, folks.
We're going...